crack the dawn.
Beast dancing to this just made me very uncomfortable.
What?
Your little dance that you made to Fat Joe.
Hey.
Makes me very uncomfortable. About as uncomfortable as Obi being in here yesterday.
Oh my god, the picture we posted too is horrible.
Obi.
Sadabatudo.
Oh man. You gotta make sure with this whole thing that if it's going to a thing. Some texter writes in the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, Dominic Foxworth is an alarmist and sounds foolish. It's just, it's weird to me why it's always got to go to a place where, you know, we're looking at this and it's so over the top that people are going to be looked upon as dangerous. Like, I've never heard such outrage over, because tanking has kind of been a thing where it's been more accepted and people get it. But, like, with the Dolphins, I don't know why this case has gotten people to the end where they're just like, well, this is outrageous. Well, I don't get that.
I think in the other cases, though, like, you're thinking of franchises that have been historically bad, like the Browns, the Lions, what have you. So it's like, eh, that's what they do.
They've won one playoff game since 2000.
I understand, but there's still a name about the Dolphins where people are like,
there's not.
You don't think so? Like, outside of here. No, you're thinking of here, but I'm saying outside of here.
It's like, there's not.
There's not.
There's not.
They only make national news when there's an embarrassing scandal. It's it. Coach leaving for Alabama when he says he's not going to be at Alabama. Owner flying across the country looking for a new coach.
Bullying.
Bullygate. Cocaine coaches. Like, chat, you know, being on Hard Knocks and Joe Philbin's chair getting stolen and having a get rid of Ocho Cinco the first week of camp.
Like, Vontae Davis calling his grandmother.
It's always a thing. It's always a thing that gets the Dolphins in news.
All things being equal, that's not the way. Like, now, the coach and the cocaine, yeah, that thing there. Yeah, that's.
If you're gonna
by the way, there's a big Vontae story on the front of ESPN.
Yeah, is it called Me and My Grandma?
Or is it called I Left at Halftime?
I think it's actually
that's what
about.
It is called, being left at halftime.
I think it actually is. Yeah, they're going into why he left. I don't really have an interest in reading the depths of Vontae Davis. It doesn't interest me.
Got to tell you, there is nothing that I want to hear about why you quit at halftime.
Yeah, I really don't. Also, is Vontae Davis like a is that somebody's people have been searching for? Hey, I wonder whatever happened to Vontae.
Yeah, evidently.
Like that's where they've
like
been?
Ramona Shelbourne is like, man, I've been waiting for this story.
She's on it?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Really?
Hold on. I will find the quote.
Ramona's dipping her toes into the
No, she's I don't think she did the story. I think she been waiting a year for the story. So glad it is well told. Talking about the Vontae Davis story.
Is she a Colts fan?
I don't know.
It's just bizarre to see somebody quit at halftime. Why would somebody do that? Need a story about it.
I haven't.
Surprised we haven't gotten a 30 for 30.
I honestly haven't thought about Vontae Davis since he tweeted this week about the Dolphins always trading guys with talent, which is basically he's supposed to pat himself on the back. He got hit with a lot of quit at halftime jokes. I thought that'd be the end of him. Now he has a full feature story. Was he just trying to snoop his nose into the public so he could get so people would know? I don't know, man. I mean, like,
he's now the CEO of a soon-to-be-open holistic wellness spa in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, there's nobody I want to know about holistic medicine more than Vontae Davis.
He has a hyperbaric chamber, he says he sleeps in.
Think about your grandma. Breathe in. Grandma out. What could possibly be going down there? So you tell me Vontae Davis is trying to cure people with crystals?
You want to get him on? We can talk to him about it.
No.
You don't think that'd be a good idea?
No.
Why? You don't have hard. You're a journalist. You don't have hard hitting questions.
I remember covering Dolphins training camp, and I never remember coming out of a Vontae Davis media session feeling I got something out of that. I never felt like that was the case. The dude shushed his home crowd when he caught a pick six. Made no sense. No sense at all. Catches an interception, runs it back to the house, and shushes his own crowd. This was not a revenge game. This was not a guy who got a lot of criticism. He shushed his own fans, Leroy. I haven't been searching for that. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, God.
Vontae Davis is doing seaweed wraps to try and take out the poison. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Text writes in, why do folks have a big issue with South Florida teams? They have an issue with our fans and the way they run it. Maybe it's because we have beach shorts and no winter. I don't know, man. I don't want to put this under the thing of it's a Miami thing, because I don't feel like this has a Miami tie to it, but it is weird. It just this one seems circumstantial. Like, people are so outraged by the Dolphins are trying to better their franchise and they're blatantly terrible.
Here's what happens. I think for the football, for the Canes, people are that way because everybody down here is so in your face with the Hurricanes. You know what I mean? Just everything's over the top.
Yeah, people are just genuinely haters too.
Well, that's what you want.
It's us against the world, bro.
One and two, bro.
But you're one and two against the world.
And the one was against Bethune-Cookman. They couldn't get a fourth and one.
You're one and two against the world.
Right, but don't worry about the Canes thing. I don't want to go down that topic. That's been done 100 times. Why is the tanking thing personally getting people?
With Miami, it's low-hanging fruit because they weren't like this with Cleveland.
And or in with fact, the Sixers.
Cleveland went 1-32. Or I'm sorry,
131.
131.
The Sixers almost the Sixers got people to a point where it almost like ruined basketball because they're like, well, if you are anything but a champion, you might as well tank.
Right. And so what happens with the Dolphins is that it's low hanging fruit. It's what's out there because there's been other teams that do it. Cleveland did it, but for some reason, while Cleveland was going through it, it was a positive thing. Like, no, don't fire your coach.
I guess because there's like a charm to Cleveland losing. Or is that what it is?
No, here's why.
It's not a charm. Here's why. It's expected.
I'm gonna tell you why. No, it's not that. I mean, Miami hasn't been.
It doesn't matter. It's just a different perception.
Okay, but think about it this way. Cleveland. I'm thinking of when Detroit. When all these teams were terrible, they were competitive, right? And I think the thing that takes people or gets people over the top with Miami is that you're not even like, it's like, wow.
Two straight 40-point losses. I don't think Cleveland had one 40-point loss.
You understand? So that's another reason why. And it's low-hanging fruit.
I understand, but is it worse to have expected failure or unexpected failure?
No, it's not that. Look. Everybody said the Dolphins would be terrible. But most of the time when all these teams are bad, like, it just kind of happens.
Okay,
like,
let me put it like this. The Jets, there were people that thought they were going to win 10 games this year.
Yeah.
They are the same underdog the Dolphins are this week.
No quarterback.
Doesn't matter.
But that's
a big part, though.
That's a big part of it.
I understand. But the rest of the roster is not good enough.
Look.
To be the same point spread as the Dolphins
here,
and that's why I say, why isn't it worse if you go into this thing and you have unexpected failure? That's way worse than what the Dolphins are doing. Who told you we're gonna fail?
No, here's the difference. Is all these other teams, regardless of how bad they've been, they haven't been in your face where we're tanking, right? It just kind of happened. Like this Jets thing. If the Jets don't win a game, it won't be because they're not trying. It'll be because they're just bad at.
Yeah, but we've said the players in the field are going to be trying. They're going to be trying.
Right, but yeah, man, it's tough because I can remember when I was 3-13.
Like the Jets,
the way you come to work is different.
I understand, but the Jets also went this week. They benched Jamal Adams after a bad series. They didn't play Tremaine Johnson.
Right.
Is that tanking? Like, is that arrogance?
That's new coach stuff. That's what it is. It's new coach stuff.
You got any headlines, man?
Yeah, we got Thursday Night Football tonight. Little Jags and Titans action. You excited for that?
I'm very excited for it, actually.
It's football. What are you talking about?
Jalen Ramsey will be playing.
Of course he's playing. He's going to play with the Jaguars for the rest of his career.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be traded.
Jags lifer.
Okay.
I saw, did you see that Schefter said that people checked in with the league this week to see if Jalen can play two games? So, for example,
like, oh, he plays tonight and then play Sunday.
Yeah, if you were, if they were to trade for him tomorrow, can he play this week? And they said no. You only get one game a week. That'd be ridiculous.
Speaking of Jaguars.
I mean, I'll say there's another football game tonight, BC. I haven't mentioned that. Well, it's the fishiest line of the college football weekend.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, it's Houston at Tulane tonight. If you're looking for a second screen to watch football on. And Tulane is a big 5-point favorite in that game.
Whoa.
And Tulane's terrible. I mean, they're 2-1, but they've beaten bad teams. Eh. And Houston, you know, they play two ranked teams that are 1-2, but Tulane, I can't believe Tulane's a big favorite.
Well, let's do this by Mike Leach standards. All right, you got the Cougars.
Against the Green Wave.
Against the Green Wave, which is that a natural disaster? Is that pollution? What is the Green
Have
Wave?
Have you seen their actual mascot, their logo?
It's a wave.
It's a wave.
But it's like a wave. Like he has like a smile on his face. He's got eyes and the wave. It's like, I'll send it to you. But
I mean, you can't beat one. Right?
So was the giant orange that was here yesterday.
By the way, they're
like, hold on.
Wait a minute. You can't. So their like team is the Green Wave, but their mascot is Riptide the Pelican.
Okay, I'm taking the Cougar.
No, I'm taking the Cougar.
Oh, yeah.
All the Pelicans are mean.
But not against a Cougar. What's a Pelican going to do to a Cougar?
Fly? Like, honestly, what's the Cougar going to do? He flies. Flies, he could dive bomb on him, maybe throws a fish
Cougar
on his head.
Houston.
Isn't that an animal, a cat?
Yeah.
Where you been, bro?
What are you talking about flying?
The pelican.
Oh. They don't.
By the way, those pelicans are rat bastards at Robbie's marina when you feed the tarpon.
They really are rat bastards. I scared the hell out of my wife. They almost knocked her off the dock.
Get that thing away from me!
Pelicans are an untrustworthy bird.
What's happening?
I thought
Pelican Pirate.
I feel like a pelican's a more worthy bird of a pirate than a peacock.
It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. You have anything to say?
I'm not a peacock pirate.
You're
so
a
I don't
peacock
have
pirate,
to say.
And
I
you
don't have
possum.
Anything to say. Actually, sir, I don't. No, I don't. And I wish you guys would knock it off.
You have a nice plume.
Your face is a plume.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
I don't know. It sounded good.
Boxton.
No.
You can't be boxed in on something. Stupid.
You've been boxed in.
Texter writes in that the Pelican is done. I don't know, man. Like, if the Pelican brings itself a weapon up in the sky, drops it right on that cougar's head, it's done so, man.
Does the Pelican have hands to hold a weapon?
No, it has a giant pouch mouth.
I mean... What weapon?
Where is he going?
I don't know. What weapon?
What has this been like? Has this been the most epic breakfast order of all time? It's taken you guys an hour and a half.
Don't look at me. Okay, he's been scrolling down 17 restaurants all morning. And he can't make up his mind. I'm like,
I want to get you guys like a blue apron so you guys can just be sent breakfast every morning.
He's like, what do you want? I'm like, I just want like some eggs, like no bread, no home fries. Just some scrambled eggs. That's all I freaking want.
I've never seen...
Can you find a place that has that?
I haven't...
Oh, there's a place that delivers squared empanadas. I'm like, wait, I don't care.
All right.
I just want some protein.
Pack some Greek yogurt and put it in the fridge.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You see that Steph Curry kind of...
KD.
He tempered down the KD thing. KD's been a crybaby. This we knew.
His entire career.
He's a salty bastard. But he goes out and he's, saying, well, you know, some of the Warriors offense, I mean, it only works to a fault, which by only works to a fault means, you won all the championships that everybody was healthy in. So I guess it only works to a certain degree for Kevin Durant said, I don't know why Kevin Durant just doesn't like it's so flat out that he didn't want to be with those guys and didn't want to play his second fiddle to Steph Curry. And Steph Curry's just like, I mean, I guess it only worked to a certain point. We won two championships. Like, what am I supposed to say to that, Kevin? Wish you the best. Made a decision for yourself. And if that's things only working to a certain point, that's a pretty great point to get. Only works to a certain point. What are we talking about here? Great. I hope it, you know what? I hope it only works to a certain point that good with Jimmy Butler down here. That's what I hope for.
Not to change subjects, someone says you always underestimate the Cougar.
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. To me, it's a
lot of listeners are telling us on the text line that Cougars can be very stealthy.
I don't doubt that. But if we're talking about a fight between a pelican and a cougar, I feel like there's no sneak attacks. Like, it's supposed to be in a vacuum almost. So if you're basically on a playing field, I feel like the pelican's always going to be able to go to a place that the cougar can't, and that is the air.
Then why do birds get ran over?
When's the last time you've seen a pelican on the road, bro?
But I see ducks
getting crushed. Not the question.
I see birds.
Not the question.
Ducks are more grounded than pelicans.
First of all, no, you haven't. When's the last time you've seen a duck get run over?
All the time.
All the time? What are you talking about?
Those ugly ducks?
They don't get out of the way.
Well, that's just a person being rude then. You're supposed to stop for ducks.
I'll stop for the mallards, but not for the ugly ones.
For the Muscovy, you're going to take them out?
Yep. Done.
You guys are bastards.
Those things are ugly.
No, I'm not. I've never taken out a duck.
I mean, not on purpose, but I ain't going to try to stop.
I don't know, man.
Was that a peacock pirate, what you just did? That sound?
No.
It was kind of a peacock pirate sound.
I'm going to slap you in the face with this plume.
You don't want to be a peacock pirate, but you all of a sudden got a plume.
We're back after this. Guys, join Beast for a Yuengling football watch party at Sports Grill Kendall, 9090 Southwest 97th Ave, this Sunday starting at 1 o'clock. He is going to be registering you for a chance to win a big screen TV. He'll let you spin the wheel, give out prizes. I'm trying to get Robbie his own spot on the wheel.
You should be able to get that done.
I want the RTD spot on the wheel. That just needs to happen. Knock off Zach Duarte or Jethro or one of them. RTD needs a spot on the wheel. That's how it's got to go. Beast is going to be at a Yuengling football watch party, Sports Grill Kendall, registering you to win a big screen TV this Sunday.
Sounds like a wild weekend in Kendall with a Zaslow Saturday night and Beast Sunday morning.
Party's going down. You know it's going to be wild tonight. Tonight, I was scared yesterday. I walk in my house and I see 7:30. I was like, oh, I missed the Masvidal press conference. I was like, oh, wait a minute. It's not Thursday. Tonight, 7 o'clock, press conference. New York, rooftop, Jorge Masvidal, Nate Diaz, prepping for their fight at Madison Square Garden.
Where can I see that?
I bet you ESPN's probably going to air it. But I would say best bet is, because there's going to be a lot of dumps. I would say best bet is probably UFC YouTube page.
What a perfect pregame for Thursday Night Football. This is Masvidal and Nate Diaz press conference.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. You think we'll get any of this?
I saw some criticism. People say the punches weren't really necessary. Maybe
they were super necessary.
Why were they necessary?
What do you mean, why were they not necessary?
Because he was already knocked out at that point.
But the referee hadn't pulled me off. And my job is to hit somebody till the referee pulls me off. So to those people, I would say maybe don't watch him and maybe go back to soccer.
I saw some other criticisms, perhaps, of your celebration afterwards. Any regrets at the celebration or your behavior in the cage afterwards?
There's not too many people that I've disliked. I have over 50 pro fights, and he's one of them, you know. He talked about my manhood, talked about my culture, my ethnicity. Where do we draw? Why do certain people get to do stuff? You online, so you could do anything. Everything is cool before a fight. You're allowed to do and say whatever you want. Like other fighters are not doing, talking about people's religions, wife, even kids. That's cool. But after a fight, I'm not allowed to showboat and rub it in your face so you and guys like you could see it and be like, maybe I don't talk so much because when I cross one of these real they're going to make me pay for it, man. They're going to embarrass the out of me. And it's not over for Ben either. He still has to deal with me. If I see him at Whole Foods, I'm going to still slap that dude up because I don't like him.
Ben's definitely been doing home delivery on groceries since, right? Like he's not going to Whole Foods. Because if he happens to be in the same Whole Foods, I know they live in two different states, but if he just happens to be in the same Whole Foods as Jorge Masvidal, he's going to get slapped up in the produce aisle. Because that's where the ass kicking goes down, produce aisle, right?
I don't know. Could be waiting in line for like a deli situation.
No. Here's where it happens.
Yeah.
The person that gets in the express line with more than the required items. With more than
the 10 or less and gets in there with 15?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, that could do it.
Yep, and you got a juice.
Oh, I can't wait for tonight. It's going to be delightful. Robbie, you going to watch or are you going to make you too nervous? Because Robbie doesn't like cursing.
I mean, Masvidal is very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
And actually, when he wins a fight, I want to see the post-fight interview. I want to see him curse.
Of course. These are two of the
just don't want him to come on the radio
and
curse.
The two greatest unintentional maestros on the microphone there have been. They don't mean to. It's just what happens. So him and Nate Diaz. And there's part of me that feels like they've been very respectful, but there's part of me that feels like something's going to go down tonight.
Well, I think even the respectful banter is going to be with cursing because, you're a bleeper. You're a bleeper. You're one of the best bleeping fighters.
Here's the problem, though. Like, after what he just did, to Ben Askren, he can't.
Think about the title they're playing for.
Start talking trash about another guy, because if he get beat down like that,
nah.
He's lost. They both have lost.
They're playing for the BMF.
It's the bad mother bleeper title on the line. You got to talk bleep at the press conference. Can't have respect for the bad mother bleeper title. This can't be. I just wish the best for my opponent. Shenanigans must occur.
No.
Shenanigans must occur.
Of all the fights, this is the one I think there will be the least amount of trash talk beforehand. You can't acknowledge that the guy is a BMF and then go in there and talk trash.
I wish, the one thing I wish, and I know that the fight's not down here, I wish that they would do the press conferences. Like, you know how boxing, they'll do like three press conferences. They'll usually do.
Yeah. Like McGregor, Mayweather.
They'll do host state. Then they'll go to, like, if it's they got a London fighter, they'll go to London. And then, you know, they'll usually do, like, a stop in New York or something like that. But they should have done a Masvidal, Nate Diaz press conference down here and one in California. Because then the crowd would have gotten everybody riled up. I don't know what kind of crowd's going to show up to the rooftop in ESPN New York. I don't know.
I don't even know if there'll be a crowd. I'll even allow people up there.
Probably not. It's probably best not to. It's probably best not
yeah,
to.
Yeah, just say everybody leave their entourage down in the lobby.
Yeah, commoners approaching Stephen
no,
A. Smith.
I'm telling you, the entourage. Remember, because that's what happened with Conor when he threw the water bottle.
Yes.
It's the other. It's look, it never fails. The guy who starts the fight is the guy who can't fight. He just with the badass. He is not the badass. He is with the badass. So he think he can act like a badass because he's with one of these dudes.
Will we have any shoving?
No. No.
They'll be face to face.
I think
no
both
shoving.
Of these guys acknowledge that if I go at him like this, we're going to have MMA right now.
Because this is a big fight. Like, whoever wins this, it's gonna be a launch for either one of them. I mean, they could call out Conor. They could go for the title next. Like, it's still, like, I know they're fighting for this bad mother bleeper belt.
You think they're going for the title or the money?
Well, they're kind of one and the same, though. Like, it's
no.
They are.
You could take on Conor.
Because the two guys, I feel like they both, I mean, especially George, I really just think he'd mess them up. Like, Nate, we've seen they've been competitive fights for a certain time, but I don't know, man.
You don't think you thought this about Conor, so you don't think he can't come back?
He just doesn't. He doesn't fight anymore. How can I think he's going to come back? He doesn't fight.
Too busy making money off that whiskey, man.
I don't know. Well, and losing it to slapping people in the face.
That too.
Old men punching him right in the grill.
That guy didn't even miss a beat. Reached over, got
didn't
his
care.
Glass, kept drinking.
Didn't care. Just kept drinking.
It's Ireland.
I mean, that is
wait, but
so
just imagine
Ireland.
How badass the people are in general. Look at the pub they're hanging out at, right? Nobody's really holding nobody back.
I just want Masvidal to win because if he wins, the next fight should be down here. Let's go.
Somebody said both of these dudes are going to be high, and they're going to be super chill towards one another.
You think so?
Well,
I mean, it's 2 months before the fight. I mean, yeah.
They're token up before the presser?
I'm trying to think because
I think they both need to have tasers ready.
I think you only get tested for weed like the drug test on fight night. I don't think you get tested otherwise.
Oh, that's plenty of time then. You could smoke a whole stock.
Although New York's got some wacky rules.
Really?
Yeah.
Or the gaming?
The commission, yeah.
Commission.
So does Florida, quite frankly.
Really?
Yeah. We don't have the best reputation.
Oh, tests are easy to...
It's not just tests. It's just a lot, dude. It's Florida. Do you think? Let me ask you something. Do you think the Florida Boxing Commission would you say that's going to be shenanigans or not shenanigans? Florida
shenanigans. You can't even build a house without.
Of course, shenanigans. What are you talking about? Can't do anything here without some kind of chicanery that's going on.
Somebody who knows nothing about the sport governing it.
Yeah.
Right. Like a politician or something like that.
It's going to be great. I'm very much looking forward to that.
You know what sucks?
Who curses more in their press conference today? All right? Masvidal, Nate Diaz, or Jalen Ramsey?
Masvidal.
Masvidal over the field by 3.5 dumps.
Hey, he did break our dump button.
Yeah.
Hey, so, never mind. Go ahead. Because I'm thinking, I need to think this one out.
What were you venturing into?
What was the general subject?
I'm just wondering this game tonight. Is it even going to be worth watching?
Of course. What are you talking about?
We just spent 10 minutes talking about UFC, and he's in his
because he
mind
brought up Jalen Ramsey.
He brought up Jalen Ramsey. It's fair.
He says Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, like it's season's on the line for the Jags tonight.
It's football.
All
right. That's a big one.
Action is action.
You know what? We moving up.
You know what I can
we got our comeuppance, right? I'm going to miss not going to Vegas and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Except when we go for the draft.
I did. We did have some conversations about us going out there for the draft, doing the show from 3 to 7 or whatever time. And
yeah,
then
3
sleep,
to 7 a.m.
And then sleeping and then going down to do the draft show.
Let's do it.
I got to tell you.
Gamble in between.
That doesn't even sound like no.
What do you mean no? I'm in. Happening.
Why?
What are you talking about? 3 a.m. in Vegas? Let's go.
Yeah, but if they did. And by the way, Robbie's coming. Deal breaker.
Oh, no. Definitely. Because
yes. I need 3 a.m. Robbie in my life.
3 a.m. degenerate Robbie in your life.
Wow.
Gambling and draft.
Robbie's going to end up in the mariachi band.
Oh, yeah. That was ridiculous.
The one that's just marching down.
No, man. This was like one of the highlights of, you know,
mm-hmm.
how we're losing stuff.
Not that much stuff. Like, there's not. I'm telling you what, there's not that many Fox fights that are coming and yeah. down the pipe.
All
right. I mean, it's the most important draft in Dolphins history.
I mean, I would want to go. If Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury ends up being on Fox, that'll be a bummer because I'd really like to go to that fight.
I had the rare morning off from work and was looking forward to listening to your ridiculousness today. Heaven were heard one peep.
Sorry, man.
Dude.
We posted any podcasts yet, Robbie?
Yeah, the first 2 hours are up.
All right, well, text that guy. I'll text him the podcast link so he can listen to at least our first couple hours.
Okay.
That sucks.
We're talking about penguins and chicken wings and cheeseburgers.
I don't know what to tell you. Listen, I've sent our boss the hundreds of texts from this morning of people being like, I don't understand why.
Unfortunately, the truth of it is like yes, I get blamed, Len gets blamed, we all get blamed. We can't go fix the stream. We can tell people to go do it.
No, but I want them to know people are actually pissed.
Yeah, that would help.
People are pissed.
But then people have to care.
Starting with me.
Sharing is caring.
They don't care.
They should.
Jay Cutler.
Hey, what are we doing for Halloween?
You are all over the place today. It's like doing the show with a Jack Russell Terrier. Where are you today?
And the thing is the TVs aren't even on for him to be distracted by.
Are you deliriously hungry? Like, what is going on today?
I'm hungry. I'm so
who's Leroy?
Yes. Hey, The Ticket wants to help save dogs, so we are sponsoring the second annual Raising for the Rescues benefit concert. The big show is happening at Revolution Live on Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. There's an epidemic of homeless dogs throughout South Florida, and we are raising much-needed funding for our 100-plus abandoned dogs of the Everglades to continue their mission. So come out to the concert Saturday night. Great music, food trucks. Love a food truck. Silent auction. And a whole lot more to help save dogs. The second annual Raising for the Rescue benefit concert happening at Revolution Live Saturday at 6. You can text show 67974. Texts on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. People, I know we are having stream issues, so I don't know if this message will get to those who normally stream us. I've put out hours 1 and 2 of the podcast at @Brendan_Tobin. I retweeted @790 the ticket if you guys want to link to that. Hopefully this gets to you and that's all there for you for our online crowd. But understood that is unbelievably frustrating for everybody in dealing with that. Anyway, text on the ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. So yesterday, this was fun. Yesterday on Get Up, Paul Feinbaum, you guys know him, right? He's a dum-dum. So yesterday, Paul Feinbaum goes on this entire rant about Cam Newton. And Feinbaum, I don't know if this was a Jethro thing where he's got like some SEC hatred towards Cam Newton, but it's basically saying Cam Newton is done. Cam Newton is all about him. Cam Newton brings down the Panthers. Cam Newton is the worst. And so Ryan Clark, who's on ESPN, he's a former Steelers safety.
Sure.
So he hears this. And decides he has to take Paul to the woodshed.
Paul, yes. Paul, glowingly about Eli Manning, and he has
Get
been
him.
A dud for the last 4 years.
Get him.
You want to talk about bringing a franchise down? Eli has ruined that franchise.
Get him.
So we got to take out how we feel about dude boots because he's a Manning, because we love him, because he gives us this sucks. You can do whatever you want to me, and I'm going to be okay about it. That's not true. If we're looking at it right now, Cam has more left than Eli's had for years. So we got to take out how we feel about dudes and the way that they act and say that he doesn't get to have a tour, or he doesn't get to have farewells. That's not how it works.
Oof. Feinbaum,
by the way,
it's been a tough go for Feinbaum this month.
No, he look on the SEC network where all his guys calling him and he has no resistance whatsoever on the SEC network. He tried to venture over into the big boy room where there's arguments and disagreements.
Yeah.
He don't have that. That's over hot. On the Paul Feinbaum
show. He's got Jimmy in Tuscaloosa. You're right, Paul. Cam Newton's a bum. We all remember what happened to them laptops out there. They're Gators. Now Paul's just—he's getting eviscerated left and right.
How crazy does he look just sitting there?
Just like
stuck on,
just
stupid.
Like a bump on a log, man.
Stuck on stupid. Tries to smile.
Whose idea was it to put him on that show?
I don't know, man. They're putting a lot of Feinbaum all over the place, and Feinbaum in New York, like it's just—it doesn't jive. Like I need him to be in like Hillbillyville.
He needs
USA.
To be down south. Or in West Virginia.
You want Paul Feinbaum, you want to have him stay in his lane, you know, maybe make it like a late show, you know, have like a jug band there or something, a banjo.
A what?
A jug band. You know, blown into a jug.
Like the Country Bear Jamboree?
Yeah. He needs a jamboree. So it can be like Conan.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And he goes up there and he interviews all these Jethros and how their life goes down.
Actually, the Country Bear Jamboree would be the perfect band if he did have a late night show.
No, 100%. One guy's playing a washboard.
Yeah.
Don't forget the spoons.
How does one pick up a washboard as an instrument? Is that like the guy? Is that like modern day, like the loser who plays the tambourine? Like nobody respects the tambourine player.
It's like the cowbell.
So is that Hillbilly Tambourine? Is that what that is?
It's like the cowbell.
Now, cowbell, you got to have some kind of rhythm.
You can't play. Cowbells are only for football games. You can't play a cowbell in a
Evidently, you have not heard Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, they love the cowbell.
More cowbell.
Got to have more cowbell.
Got to have more cowbell.
Okay. So if Feinbaum's in New York, does that mean he's going to be at the Masvidal Diaz press conference tonight? I mean, he must be abhorred by that.
Oh, yeah, that definitely goes right up his alley.
He's Matt George.
I got to tell you, this is a third world press conference. We know what he's thinking. He's going to be made so nervous by it. Masvidal went to UM Bethune-Cookman. He's hardcore now, man. He's going in there, sitting in the crowd.
He's got some long hair, too.
Was he pitching Manny Diaz, let him use a turnover chain?
They don't call him Street Jesus for nothing. What?
I was saying, was he there because you had to beg Manny Diaz to let him use a turnover chain to walk into the octagon?
I think the Kings are just happy giving anybody the turnover chain at this point.
Is he going to wear it?
That thing's a little bit too shiny.
Is he going to? Well,
I think that's the plan. But
you get one of the old ones.
They should give him the old school one, the first one, the old U.
Although that 305 would look pretty good.
Oh, it would look amazing. Maybe they bust out the old U for the team. Maybe change the mojo. I don't know.
Wait, you? The way we were arguing the last 2 days. They don't need no mojo change.
They need a fourth and one chain.
I don't like what you're doing. They won 63-0. Jaron Williams won Rookie of the Week. Why are you being such a sourpuss about
this? I mean, it's Bethune-Cookman. Everybody wins.
He was the best guy.
Everybody wins Rookie of the Week when you play Bethune-Cookman.
Get out of here. Guys, he's throwing.
He's fourth best in NCAA football.
Great. What's the record?
Touchdown to interception ratio.
And what's the record?
Not because of him.
It's not his fault, but it's a team game.
First three starts.
What is this, Miami Hurricanes?
You're actually going to debunk that Jaron Williams has been good this season?
He's been good.
Why do we pick and choose when quarterbacks get a pass and when they don't?
I don't understand why. Who's giving him a pass?
I'm not giving him. Who are you guys doing him? What we're talking about?
You guys are Canes football on Twitter now?
No, I'm just saying. Like, they're 1-2. Yes, but also, first of all, he got sacked 10 times the first game, and I don't buy Danny Enos's stupid argument. Oh, five of them were on Jaron. No, they weren't. Because I'm pretty sure they were all on number 74.
John Campbell.
I can't prove that, but I'm pretty sure they were in some way or another. And then the next game, much improved in getting love from Dan Enos. You know, like, have you been this pleased with the quarterback since when?
Since Dorsey, honestly.
About his career, like his career trajectory, you've been as excited as, you know, Kaya probably had a little bit of a run.
I mean, he had hype. Kaya had hype.
Not with you. obviously.
No, but early Kaya, I was believing Kaya, freshman and early sophomore year. Then I
realized
it was a scam.
We talked to him before he had played a game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, wow, he's young. He was real quiet.
That's it?
That was the thought?
That's
what
it?
Is with you today?
I'm hungry.
He's
I think your food just got here, by the way.
He needs to refuel. Go.
Just do it.
No, it's not here. I can't even tell. Because look. Now I'm nervous. I can't get onto the app.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
But so far, Jaren Williams, I mean, he's had a nice run, but, you know, stats are stats.
I understand, but he's been.
Not his fault.
If you were to put your concerns of the team, where would Jaren Williams be? I'd put it somewhere towards the bottom.
Oh, no, it's not even close.
Like, not even close.
I mean, offensive line. Short yardage on fourth down.
I mean, Jesus.
Defense.
The penalties.
Oh, penalties.
The penalties, the penalties.
Okay, last game against Bethune.
Again, Bethune-Cookman.
Coaching?
Coaching, yeah. Jaren Williams definitely below coaching as far as concern.
I think he's below coaching, too.
There's no need for a short list on quarterbacks to replace him.
All right, well, what's a bigger concern right now, offensive line or kicking?
Ooh. Offensive line.
Really?
Yes.
Because kicking is, I mean, I guess kicking why, because there's only a couple plays a game.
Kicking cost you a game, at least.
Kicking did actually cost them a game.
But that's college kickers everywhere.
Yeah, but this guy, I mean,
and North Carolina missed a kick, too. Florida missed kicks, too.
He's seeing the sports psychologist now.
Excuse me?
Bubba, seeing a sports psychologist. Talking about his problems. You
know. That's not going to work, man.
Why wouldn't it work?
What is he going to use? Mechanisms when he's out there on the field?
Yeah, he's going to be like,
he's gonna
I can do this. I can do this.
I am one with the ball.
Yeah, he's one with the ball when it comes to shanking it. Didn't he come into college in his last year? Wasn't he like 4 for 10
in
high
school?
Yeah,
he was 4 for 10 in high school.
This, what did he do? Like kick the ball 80 yards? Did he kick an 80-yard field goal in his tryout?
Maybe he had a bad unit. He had a bad long snapper and a bad holder. That's how Darren Rizzi found Jason Sanders. He had a horrible season at New Mexico, but Darren Rizzi said, "Oh, this guy had a terrible unit," and now he's one of the better, he's the best player in the Dolphins.
How the hell do you know that?
How the hell do you have a terrible unit?
How do you remember anything about what Darren Rizzi said? Shame on you. Are you sitting here? You're sitting here going and get the transcripts from Darren Rizzi. What are you doing, man? That's insane talk.
Information is information.
So, do you think Sanders had a bad unit at New Mexico?
Yeah, but he missed like 10 kicks his last year.
Do you think
and we were all making fun of the Dolphins for drafting him, and he's a great kicker.
Do you think John Denny's traveling the country right now just trying to teach the ways of the long snap?
What the hell are you eating?
Boom, wait.
Trust me, we're all looking forward to you crunching an empanada right into a microphone.
It would be the worst thing that comes out, you know.
Yeah, definitely not. Oh, trust me. If you guys missed the first hour, our podcast is up. You have to hear the second segment of Beast Refluxes. It hits an all time high. Is that today or is those the
old ones.
Those are the classics. Yeah.
The classics.
You're almost a Bruce Springsteen, man. You almost have a greatest hits album. It's crazy.
We're calmed down though.
Has it calmed down?
Yeah, it has.
You mean once for today?
Yeah, once the coffee's gone, it's all over.
Yeah, all right, but
it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Yeah, you're like way in chat. Yeah, I gave up those two home runs, but other than that, great game. What are you talking about? It's calmed down. You sounded like a Sasquatch in the first hour of the show.
I gave up four runs when my ERA went down.
Back after this.